Hey, everybody, this is Mark from the Wise Guys Podcast. I'm coming at you alone tonight. We're going to be talking about COVID-19, the coronavirus. Everybody seems to be a complete genius on the situation so far. Everybody seems to know everything there is to know about COVID-19, aka the coronavirus. Whether or not you're pregnant, whether or not you are young, whether or not you're old, seems like everybody has it figured out. Everybody knows if you're going to get sick or not, knows that it's just like the flu, or they have it all figured out. Well, in tonight's show, I'm going to let you guys know the exact true facts about this disease. Coming right at you after this intro music. All right, and first I'd just like to say, what's up everybody? It's been a while. We built a brand new studio, which you guys can check up on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook. We put a lot of money, a lot of time and everything into building this studio. I plan on having Jordan back with me, and also we have a producer. His name is Mike Diaz. He's going to be producing the show. But I wanted to kind of go ahead and kick off the first show by myself, because with all of these things going on, one, I just can't sit back without feeling like, even if I have 10 people that listen or no people that listen, I'm kidding, we got like one or two. But for the people that do listen, I would like to get this information out there. This is important stuff. This is something that should be talked about. I want to do a one-a-day podcast on COVID-19 to kind of keep everybody up to date on how many new cases there are, on what's going on to fix it, again, what you can look out for, what you should be doing, your own precautions, the true facts. I've heard so many different things with COVID-19 when people are talking about how, oh, well, if you're young, you know, you're fine. It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect you. You know, it's like the flu, and the flu kills many, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, and it's just like the flu, and I don't know why everybody's freaking out. COVID-19 couldn't be any more different than the flu. According to the CDC, some of these things that you need to watch for, first of all, and you guys have heard this all before, but I'll kind of go after these again. Now, when I'm reading things to you guys, I'm going to be pulling it right from the CDC. So CDC.gov, the coronavirus 2019. The reason why it's called COVID-19 is because it was founded in 2019. So COVID-19, some of the symptoms that you need to watch for. The following symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure. 2 to 14 days, okay? So you can go from the first 2 days all the way to 14 without having any of these symptoms appear. But these symptoms that they're listing is three. There's three symptoms, okay? Fever, cough, shortness of breath. I don't know about you, but, you know, kind of sounds like the flu, kind of sounds like what everybody's going through with the seasons changing and everything like that. And yeah, it's going to be very similar. But those three main symptoms are what's getting past everybody. So now a lot of these people are getting the symptoms and they're not even getting checked, meaning they're going to be walking around with either a fever, a cough, a little shortness of breath, and it's nothing too serious, you know, and they'll beat it off on their own. Well, needless to say, they're still walking around and spreading this around to other people. Either people who are, you know, elderly, have immune disorders, or even just young people. We're still spreading this around because we're, one, not getting checked because we're not able to, and that's a whole other thing we'll probably hit on in a different episode. The government's lying about how many actual testing, you know, if we're able to even get tested. The government says there's plenty of tests out there for everybody to go take, but when you go to any of these local hospitals, they're ran out of tests. Also, with the fever, cough, and shortness of breath, now these are such regular, basic-ass symptoms that a lot of these people are just not going to go get tested. And for some of these people, they won't get tested because they just won't, they don't want to. You know, they don't feel like they have to. And again, you know, with me, I'd be kind of scared as well because, you know, okay, you have to get quarantined. let all your family know. Everybody's afraid to be around you because you're going to be treated like it's a zombie apocalypse, like you're going to fall asleep, wake up, and then start eating the flesh off of people's faces. This is literally how people are thinking right now. I don't know if you guys watch any YouTube videos or whatever, but it's a really funny YouTube video that the Nelk boys actually put out, NELK. They put out a YouTube video where they pranked people saying, am I able to come in here? I have a corona. Am I able to come in here? And they just had a backpack full of Corona beers. And the way that people reacted when he said, we have corona, they would step back and walk away and be so scared. So I get it. I mean, if someone, one, had it, it's already going to be freaking them out. Two, by having to quarantine yourself and being away from everybody, it would just be a lot. So this is why it's spreading. So one thing that we can do, and I will say this in every single one of these episodes, is stay home. You need to stay home. It's as easy as that. As long as you stay home and don't risk spreading it to other people, you are doing everyone a service. Now, there's so many different there's so much different information out there. So much. There's ways to, how do you protect yourself? What do you do if you're sick? There's so many things. Pregnant women and children, people who are sick. More information. There's on the CDC.gov, there's more information on travelers, household, pregnant women and children, people who are sick, caregivers, schools, businesses, healthcare professionals, health departments, and laboratories. Now, right now, and on today's show, I'm going to go over the symptoms, okay? Which is fever, cough, shortness of breath, okay? Now, basically, with those three things, if you feel like you have those symptoms, and if you do have those symptoms, and you can't get tested, if you can't breathe and you need to go to the emergency room, do that. But if you're able to breathe and you're able to carry on conversation, but you just feel horrible, the aches and the pains and the fever and the cough and the shortness of breath, okay, stay home. Quarantine yourself. Pump fluids. Gatorade, water. That's all you guys can do right now. That's all they can do. Now, if it gets to the point to where you can't breathe on your own, obviously, you go to the ER. And that's where they're going to have to help you. They brought in boats to ease with the medical, all the medical attention that's been going on in the hospitals. They've actually brought boats in from the Navy to ease some of the crowds that's coming into the hospitals. They've been doing a lot of different things to try to help with this. Now, they've already shut down. I'm in Minnesota. They've shut down all restaurants and bars so far. I believe they don't want any public gatherings of any more like 10 people. I've heard 50 people again. Now, this is where all this information goes haywire. And that's why, by listening to this show, I'm going to just list this as what are the symptoms of COVID-19. And that's what we're going to go over. And along with that, we're also going to go over the pregnant women and children, because these two things are very, very important to me. We just had a baby in our household, right? And with children, they are saying, you know, if they were to carry COVID-19, the coronavirus, that it's not going to affect them as much as it would as the elderly or someone with like an autoimmune disease or someone that has underlying health conditions. Well, if you have three of those symptoms, I don't know if you guys know this, but in America, an underlying health condition can be obesity. Over half of Americans are obese, are overweight, have diabetes, a lot of these different diseases. And people don't realize that even young people carry these underlying health conditions. A lot of younger people are obese. I have a best friend that has diabetes and is our age. I'm 32 years old. And that is on the younger side, they say, correct? Well, in this situation, with the underlying diseases that we have, COVID-19 could greatly, greatly affect us. Now, information on COVID-19 in pregnant women and children. There's currently not any currently information published scientifically about the susceptibility, if I can say that word, susceptibility of pregnant women to COVID-19. Pregnant women experience immunologic and physiological changes, what might make them more susceptible to viral respiratory infections, including COVID-19. Now, let me say that again. Pregnant women experience immunologic and physiologic changes, which make them more susceptible to viral respiratory infections. Tear me up in the comments of how I'm saying words, but I know it is what it is. There's no evidence that children are more susceptible to COVID-19. In fact, most confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported from China have occurred in adults. Infections in children have been reported, including in very young adults, but there is an ongoing investigation to determine more about this outbreak. So, again, for people who are just saying, oh, this is not affecting babies or not affecting pregnant women or it's not going to affect the baby in the womb, they don't even have enough scientific research to back those comments, you guys. And like they said before, pregnant women experience immunologic and psychologic changes, which might make them more susceptible to viral respiratory infections, meaning they are more likely to have viral respiratory infections, including COVID-19. So please, please, this is on the CDC. If you are pregnant, nursing with young child, stay home. Stay home. If you have a cough, fever, any of these symptoms, stay home. There's no reason for you to go out anywhere. The only thing we can do to make this better is by quarantining ourselves and staying home. That's it, you guys. Now, with women that are pregnant, nursing, there is not enough information for me to give you exact knowledge of this. But if you're pregnant and you are carrying the baby, you get sick, baby gets sick. It's just, you know, it's just how it goes. That's in my opinion. But again, according to the CDC right now, there's not enough information out there at all to say that your children are fine. So why take the risk? Every day I'm going to give you guys a 15-minute quick episode on COVID-19. Today I'm going to hit on again what the symptoms were and whether women who are pregnant or nursing, if it affects them more or if it could affect the baby at all. So again, fever, cough, shortness of breath. If you're pregnant, most definitely it can affect you and the baby just as much as anybody else. And since you're a woman going through pregnancy, you are more susceptible, hey, I said the word, susceptible to respiratory infections like COVID-19. So guys, please, please take care of yourself. As these episodes grow, if you have another question for me or something you would like to look up on me to look up on the CDC or something that you feel like I said wrong here, please come to me at the comments. Please listen to these for an everyday account of how many cases that we have currently in the United States. As of right now, there is a case of COVID-19 in all 50 map states. In the United States of America, every state has COVID-19. Every single state, you guys. It's now been identified that more than 140 deaths in this country have been linked to the illness. These known deaths from all past 3 weeks have come as a number of diagnoses has surged into the thousands of the virus has spread and testing has expanded significantly. This is from the NewYorkTimes.com. Now, as of Wednesday evening, at least 8,281 people across every state plus Washington, D.C. and three U.S. territories have tested positive for coronavirus, according to a New York Times database, and at least 147 patients with the virus have died. As the death toll surpassed 140 on Wednesday, you guys, the danger that the coronavirus poses, especially to older people and those with health problems, became even more clear. Now, the new coronavirus cases announced in the U.S. each day, there's 1,400 new cases. 1,400. In New York alone, there's 2,382 and 21 deaths. In Washington, there's 1,068 deaths. I live in Minnesota. There's 77 cases of the coronavirus. Reach out. Let me know where you guys are. I'll look up those for you, too. We can talk about it. That was on the NewYorkTimes.com. Everybody stay safe. If you have a fever, if you have a cough, please stay home. Please, please stay home. There's absolutely no reason for you guys to be traveling anywhere. Please help each other as much as you can just by staying home. If you have a fever, cough, shortness of breath, please stay home. Thanks.